July 2nd, 2005, item number 57. Today's guests are Jason and Anna from the Delta Park Project.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 Podcast. Before we get into the interview with Jason and Anna, a couple quick news and notes. First, I'd like to thank everyone who voted for us last month. I really appreciate it over at Podcast Alley. And it is a new month, so I'd appreciate another vote this month if you could. And second, I'd like to thank everyone at Podcast Pickle that put us in as one of their favorites. So again, thank you for voting for us at Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle. A note on a upcoming podcast from one of our previous guests, and that's Bazooka Joe over at smallworldpodcast.com, the Small World Podcast. He's going to have an interview up on Monday, July 4th with the band Negative Land, and they're being sued by U2 and Pepsi for some sampling they had done. So if you want to hear an interesting interview, check out smallworldpodcast.com, the July 4th show. Some of you out there may have gotten a bulk email, and in the email it says 7 rules for podcasting. To quote Monty Python, run away, run away. Delete, mark as trash, mark as spam. Look, anybody that tells you there's rules for podcasting doesn't understand podcasting. The fact is, podcasting, there are no rules. There's suggestions, like I suggest you put ID3 tags in, but there are no real rules other than rule 1, no rules. Rule 2, see rule 1. Yeah, there's definitely not 7 rules for podcasting, especially from someone who's never even podcasted. So if you see that email, come in, mark as trash, delete, and move on. Kansas City Podcasters Meetup next Saturday, July 9th, 4 p.m. If you're in the Kansas City area, please go to meetup.com. Look for podcasters. We're group 15. That's the Kansas City Podcasters. And our next meetup is July 9th at 4 p.m. in Overland Park. Now, as many of you know, the iTunes store is up. And if you go and you look for where most podcasters fall, we are, quote, the indie podcasters, the IP. I guess that's versus the Broadcasting Overlords, or BO. I guess I'd rather be in the IP category rather than the BO category, and I'll leave it at that. I got some feedback that people might like to know a little bit more about me and what I'm up to and what I'm doing personally. Well, I'll jump right into that. Me and the wife of 8 years plus have decided to try to have a child. I actually started trying this past week. So if there's anybody out there that's gone through this, we are 38, myself, and 35 for my wife, and you have some suggestions or ideas or recommendations other than the obvious, go ahead and send an email to rob@podcast411.com. You know, next week I'll be interviewing, and won't go up until probably the week after, MommyCast. So I know I'll be hitting them up for some advice. But again, anyone that's gone through this in our age frame or older and has some ideas or recommendations, please let us know. Gee, can't get much more personal than that, can I? Well, anyway, let's go ahead and get into the interview with Jason and Anna. Here we go. Jason and Anna, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And I'll start you with the first question, and that is, what was your first computer?
Anna, I'm just new to computers and technology. So
Apple IIc.
Apple IIc.
Excellent.
Wow, I had a TRS-80, but it was I only had it briefly, and then I moved up to the Color Computer 3 from Radio Shack that you hooked into the TV.
And, oh, I had the Color Computer.
Hot. Did you?
Yep, my first computer was a TRS-80 Color Computer. So, you know, actually, TRS-80 is making a comeback on some recent interviews. I've gotten a few people that's their computer, first computer. Podcasting. What was the first podcast you guys listened to?
For me, it was Adam, I think, and then probably Coverville or something, but it was back in October. But it's somewhat, so, you know, there was all the craze back then about Adam and, you know, well, so the ones that are big now. Anna?
Well, you played the Adam Curry one for me, so that's the first one I ever heard.
And which podcast are you guys listening to today on a regular basis?
I don't listen to any. Sorry.
It's always, you know, the couple casts. It's the woman always is like, I don't listen to podcasts. And I'm just here because my husband, I can spend time with him. If I didn't do this, I wouldn't see him at all.
Yep. That's pretty much it.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, we've got a great community in Portland of all kinds of different ones. And our meetups are great. We've groups come in. And so I listen to a lot of our local ones because we've got Northwest Noise, which was an early one, and Tiny Podcast, which is a gadget one. But other than that, you know, I listen to Adam and Coverville and the big ones.
What was that one you played for me the other day with the...
Oh, yeah. 5 Minutes with Wichita, which is
you know, great. Rob's a big fan of. Wichita, I love that podcast. And he did a promo for me. I had done the promo on my own, like 2 days earlier, and it was the most boring, bland promo. And Wichita had said to me, you know, is there anything I could do for you for being on the show? You know, you want me to do a promo or something? And I said, let me rewrite the script I just did for my promo. Send it to you. I sent it to him an hour, 15 minutes later, or thereabouts. He sends back that promo, and I like a tear in my eye. My wife is like, oh, my God, that is just wonderful. So it's just amazing how take my crappy voice out of there, throw his wonderful voice in, the same words, and it's totally changed the dynamics.
It was precious.
Yes, it was very precious.
Yeah.
And that's my wife's favorite podcast, yeah, even more than mine.
Oh, typical, isn't it?
You guys have been podcasting quite some time. I mean, I've heard about you guys way back, oh my God, back in February, January. When did you guys start podcasting?
It's a sad, sad tale.
I'm choice number two.
Anna's the fill-in. No, we actually, my friend Paul and I, we were in an improv acting group together. We had actually for about a year thought it'd be funny to do internet radio. So when this podcasting thing exploded, we thought, wow, that'd be great, you know? So actually our first show was November 8th or 11th last year. And we actually did a lot of monologues and funny stuff. And we did seven shows. And then Paul disappeared. And I know he's still in town, but he just sort of dropped off the face of the earth. And Anna had been doing the hometown news segment on our show since the beginning. So then we just sort of expanded that. And we actually changed the focus of the show to now it's more of a pop culture show. And yeah, so we've been doing it since November. But Anna and I have been doing it since about January.
Yeah.
What would people expect to hear when they tune into your show?
We just kind of talk about what we're watching on TV or what movies we've seen or really anything else that's in the news that's interesting, like, you know, Tom Cruise on Oprah or whatever. But then we also have little games that we play. Like we do the Amelie game, which is in the movie Amelie, the way that they introduce characters is they list 3 likes and 3 dislikes of the character. And we thought that was kind of neat. So we do that every week. We list our likes and dislikes. And then also we're both from Montana. So, one of the things that we try to include every week, but sometimes there's just not enough good stuff, is the crime blotter from the newspaper in Kalispell, Montana, where we grew up. Because it's all, like, total small-town crime. like somebody called the cops because there was a kid walking through a pond with a plate in his hand. I don't even know what that means. But
well, I like the one story that you gave, which was the jogger in the park. that people were stalking her, and it was just a father trying to teach the child how to drive.
Yep.
Well, yeah, joggers are 100 points, so you gotta...
Yeah, it's so funny because it's just such small-town crime, you know?
Yeah.
People call the cops for anything. They call because someone keeps calling with the wrong phone number, they'll call the cops.
One of them, I think you were mentioning something there about Hooters and I don't know. I think Hooters is to titty bars what Cinemax is to porn.
That's probably right.
Yeah. But does your wife ask you to go there?
No, she's never been to Hooters with me. No comment on the titty bars.
Good road to travel down there. It's actually, you know, they talk it up so much, but it's so tame, except, you know, I don't know.
Just what. The outfits are gross.
Yeah.
What's really bad is there's women wearing outfits that are really short that should no right wearing those outfits a lot of times.
Right, that's true. And what was really sad, I think I mentioned this in the show, was when we were there, there was a pregnant girl.
That's what brought it out of my house.
Hooters waitress. I was like, oh, that's just the saddest thing in the world right there.
I mean, she was still hot. Don't get me wrong.
She was pretty cute.
I noticed you mentioned in one of your shows, Savannah, Georgia. Mm-hmm. So you guys have moved around a little bit. What is it you guys do in your day job?
Well, we were in Savannah because Anna used to be, in her former life, a television news producer. So she would assemble the evening newscast and basically everything that the anchor would say, she would write. And so Anna's first job out of college was in the NBC station
in Savannah.
So we picked up from Montana and moved 3,000 miles down to Georgia. And yep. We're down there. So that's why we went down there. And I'm a web designer, so I actually worked at the TV station down there, too, and did their website.
And so now he works here for the government doing website design, and I'm just a freelance writer right now. And I do some freelance TV producing, too. So
why did you pick Portland, then?
Well, that's where I got my second job in news, in TV news, was at the NBC station here in Portland.
Okay.
And we really like Portland, and we really wanted to get back to the Northwest, because Montanans transplanted in the deep, deep South. It's a very bad, very disturbing thing.
So. It's culture shock.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something that I'm really glad that we did it, so that we could experience that, but it's not something that, that we really meld with on a cultural level. So.
Yeah, and like we made great friends down there who do not compare to any friends that we've made up here. You know, like they just, we just have great, great friendships with, that we met down there. So, but yeah, we just feel more comfortable, our lifestyle, just the way we are. We feel more comfortable in the Northwest. So.
Okay. Now, back to your show. What can listeners expect to hear on upcoming shows? What are some of the things you have in store?
I don't know. Because, you know, there's no new TV in the summer, and so we're probably going to have to come up with some new games.
Well, Battlestar Galactica, new season starts in July.
That is true, but
so,
my wife
and
is...
And so does Stargate with Ben Browder and Claudia Black.
Yeah, and Anna is really excited about that.
Yeah. But Reno 911 starts this week.
Yeah.
And so that's a good one. But yeah.
So we talk about, you know, it's really easy with... I don't know if we have anything really new planned. I think if anything new, I want to start getting into a little bit of video, which is, you know, not podcasting, but it's something that, you know, add a little flavor. And then we just actually just started the blog section of our site. So, and that kind of has been feeding into our show a little bit more. Just funny stuff and not a whole lot of new.
I'm looking down my notes from past shows. You have to watch 24. Period.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Netflix has it on the way right now.
It's on the way.
Okay. It is a great show. I mean, I do not schedule interviews between 8 and 9 on Mondays when 24 was on, period. I don't care who it was.
That's funny.
That was a blocked out. I mean, I just put it in my iCal calendar, and I had 24 blocked in there, and I couldn't even schedule anything in there.
So we used to do that when we were in college. We were huge X-Files fans right up until the movie, and then it just went all to hell after that. But yeah, our family knew not to call us on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock because we were watching X-Files.
Oh, you have the TV?
I was the same. I don't have TiVo, but I was the same way with X-Files. I remember being there and the phone would ring and my wife would go, "Aren't you gonna answer it?" I'm like, look, whoever it is doesn't know me. If they knew me, they know better than to call when X-Files on. The same way with 24.
Exactly.
If they call Monday nights when 24 is on, they don't know me.
Exactly.
It's a telemarketer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's right.
You guys, I know, have done a lot to promote your show, cross-promoting. Talk a little bit about some of the things you've done since January or even earlier to help promote your show.
Early on, a lot of the stuff, you know, going back to the local group, we have what's called the Noise Squad. And we did a lot of cross-promotion where we would, you know, either do mentions or call each other shows and talk each other up just sort of to build the local community around it. And that was really successful. Since then, we've sort of branched out. We've been doing, recently, we just did a video project for another site and we branded it, you know, the Delta Park Project, which was a really funny thing we did for Codal Partners. They had a contest where you took a film strip and you remastered it. And so we, of course, with our theme being pop culture, we called it History Survivor. And it was a film strip of Haley Joel Osment being set back 50 years, and he had to survive history. So it was kind of funny. But
and I think Jason, in his former life, must have been like some marketing genius or something, because he's always coming up with ideas for ways to...
Yeah, and I guess our biggest thing is our fan club, which people can join. It sort of completes the loop, because doing the podcast is all going out to them, but we don't really hear back a lot unless they call. But the cool thing is now we've got email addresses for people. So if we need something for an upcoming show, we can broadcast something out to our fan club. Like when we wanted Revenge of the Sith reviews, so I could send out an email. And then for the next show, you know, we had all of this inbox full of reviews. So that's kind of cool. So we kind of sent out a monthly newsletter with, you know, funny pictures, and we make a voicemail message for everyone's answering machine and desktop wallpaper and stuff like that. So
now you mentioned you're on a Mac. What is your setup for when you're doing recordings?
We have these M-Audio Nova mics. I don't know what they are. They were $100. And then we have the M-Audio USB breakout box that those go into with the Phantom Power.
Mm-hmm.
We use Audio Hijack Pro, and then I assemble it all in GarageBand. Each week, you know, throughout the week, we write down things that we want to put in the show, and then we prepare a rundown, you know, go from point to point, and I record all those in Hijack Pro, and then in GarageBand, reassemble it and throw in, like, the audio clips and anything else. And I like to do it I like to edit afterward because I like to be able to, you know, do the nice fades and things like that. And I know some people like to do it live, but I like to just have more control over the how the audio sounds afterward.
Is there anything else about your show you'd like to talk about?
Well, we just did a show, actually, about 2 hours ago. My likes are trying to win 1,000,000 pesos in the Taco Bell competition, but I suck at all competitions. In fact, I tried to win iTunes in the, what the hell was that competition, Anna?
Like the million song or something.
Yeah, I'd buy one every day. I didn't win once.
We did hear about that lady in Pennsylvania who won $2 million, $1 million twice on scratch-off. She's won $1 million on a scratch-off and then won another $1 million on a scratch-off.
Yeah.
That
Those people
sucks.
Need to stop playing. You should only be allowed to win once.
She's like, I guess I'm just really lucky. Duh. Yeah. Think?
Yeah.
Gee, or else I just need to go to that grocery store wherever she buys her tickets. All the good ones apparently go there.
Yeah. But really, I guess all our show boils down to being, you know, unapologetically going after the OC and Dawson's Creek reruns and, you know, not really caring. And that's, I think, what kind of gives it some appeal, is that we'll dive right into what's going on the OC and Seth and all of that. And we don't complain about it or whine. We just like, yeah, that Julie Cooper's a bitch. I don't watch the show myself, but
he totally does. He's like a closet OC fan because he just named a whole bunch of characters, you notice.
Yeah.
That's quite sad, Jason.
Thank you.
Quite sad.
One last question I always like to ask is, what advice would you like to offer out to someone who's looking at starting a podcast today?
We were just talking about this, about how hard it would be right now to get some sort of, like, attention or to be able to stand out in the crowd.
I guess there's two levels, because, you know, I think that, you know, really do something that you're passionate about, you know, and want to talk about. It's fun because, you know, Anna and I talk about this stuff all the time anyway, so then it's just easy to sit down and talk about it to each other. So, and then there's obviously a lot of people out there who are interested in the same thing and they want to hear it. But on the same vein, now that there's so many shows, in order to get any listeners, you've almost got to be controversial to get any, you know, anyone to even listen to your show. So I don't know. And maybe that's not your goal, you know, when you're doing the show, but.
Or you just got to be like Wichita. You got to have a strong shtick and get the word out about your show to other shows that are established.
And be really unique. And, you know, and there's kind of some stereotypes that are going right now. I mean, granted, I do podcast in my underwear, but, you know, the whole stereotype about bloggers in their pajamas. And now it's like podcasters are just, you know, talking about, you know, standing in the kitchen, talking about recipes or whatever. You know, and there are some of those shows, you know, I kind of pride ourselves on our show of being, you know, sort of produced and thought out, and we go over what we're going to talk about, and we've got, you know, some clips and things like that. You kind of have to put some effort in if you want to get a strong, loyal audience and be consistent. You know, we try very, very hard, even if we're not, you know, and that's one of the things, you know, you do it every week. If you're going to do it every week, do it every week. And the good thing about us is we've got, you know, like about 20 different types of segments that we can plop in at any time. So, you know, hometown news is something that we do quite often, but if we don't have hometown news, we don't. If we have a funny song, we do a funny song. And we've got all these things that we rotate through that makes it kind of easy to throw a show together. So consistency and do it naked.
Where's that crowbar at? Okay. Well, Jason and Anna, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Sure.
It's been our pleasure, Rob.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Jason and Anna from the Delta Park Project podcast. You can find their podcast at www.deltaparkproject.com. Highly recommend you check them out. Well, at the end of today's podcast, we're going to be playing a promo from More Hip Than Hippie. Please stick around and listen to that. No other real news and notes, so we're going to go ahead and end it here today. As always, this is your host, Rob, reminding you to listen different with Podcast 411.
I'm Dory.
And I'm Val.
And we've got a new podcast.
More Hip Than Hippie.
We promise no granola.
No patchouli.
No, the earth is doomed.
And we're not going to have sex.
At least not with each other.
We're all about living well and being happy.
Oh, yeah. You're more hip than hippie. You know what that means. You're shaking your ass in a pair of hip jeans. You want to be good to your favorite planet. But tofu sucks.
I'm a carnivore, damn it.
You bought a set of sheets made of organic cotton. You used to know why, but now you've forgotten. You traded your Suburban for a hybrid car. You're more hip than hippie. You know who you are.
Oh man, we make it so easy.
Hell, if us two chicks can do it, anybody can.
We don't want to make you feel guilty.
You probably already have somebody in your life that does that for you. for you.
So check us out, More Hip Than Hippie.
You can subscribe or find out more information by visiting www.morehipthanhippie.com.